Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
Come and listen in to the radio station where the mighty host of heaven sings. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on and listen to the music in the air.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Have the glory share. Glory share.
Turn the lights down low.
Turn the lights down low and listen to the Master's radio.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Listen in to the Glory Land chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas roll. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Get a little taste of joys awaiting. Get a little heaven in your soul. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. And listen to the music in the air.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. And glory share. Glory share.
Turn the lights down low.
Turn the lights down low. And listen to the Master's radio.
With God.
Get in touch with God, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Listen to the songs of the fathers and mothers and the many friends gone on before. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Some eternal morning we shall meet them over on the hallelujah shore. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. And listen to the music in the air.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Heaven's glory share. Master's radio.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And that was Roy Acuff starting us off tonight with a song called Turn Your Radio On. And that's a good idea. Turn your radio on because Volume 13 of Radio Free Bongo is coming at you. We're going to start off our first set tonight with a little something I like to call Crime and Punishment. So here come some stories about crime and punishment.
Regular pump, I was feeling quite at ease. I rolled down my window and told the man 50 cents worth, please. Then I jumped my partner with his trusty pellet gun. I said, boy, this is a hold up. Keep a pumping and don't run. And now I wish I was somewhere other than here. $15 and a can of STP, a big old jar of cashew nuts and a Japanese TV. Feeling we had pulled the biggest heist of our career. We're wanted men, we'll strike again, but first let's have a beer. Now I wish I was somewhere other than here. Cost me
hear.
And on BBC One now, Ethel the Frog.
Good evening. On Ethel the Frog tonight, we look at violence, the violence of British gangland. Last Tuesday, a reign of terror was ended when the notorious Piranha brothers, Doug and Dinsdale, after one of the most extraordinary trials in British legal history, were sentenced to 400 years imprisonment for crimes of violence. Tonight, Ethel the Frog examines the rise to power of the Piranhas and their subsequent tracking and capture by the brilliant Superintendent Harry Snapper Organs of Q Division.
Doug and Dinsdale Piranha were born on probation in Kipling Road, Southwark. Their father, Arthur Piranha, a scrap metal dealer and TV quizmaster, was well known to the police and a devout Catholic. In January 1928, he had married Kitty Malone, an up-and-coming East End boxer. Doug was born in February 1929, and Dinsdale 2 weeks later, and again a week after that. Their next-door neighbour, Mrs. Lamberta Simnel.
Kipling Road was a typical East End street. People were in and out of each other's houses with each other's property all day long. Yes, they were a cheery lot. Cheery and violent. I remember Doug was keen on boxing, but when he learnt to walk, he took up putting the boot in the groin.
When the Piranhas left school, they were called up, but were found by an army board to be too mentally unstable, even for national service. Denied the opportunity to use their talents in the service of their country, they began to operate what they called the operation. They would select a victim and then threaten to beat him up if he paid them the so-called protection money. 4 months later, they started another operation, which they called the other operation. In this racket, they selected another victim and threatened not to beat him up if he didn't pay them. 1 month later, they hit upon the other operation. In this, the victim was threatened that if he didn't pay them, they would beat him up. This, for the Piranha Brothers, was the turning point.
Looking back at my hard luck days, I really do have to laugh. Working in a dive for $26, spending it all on draft. We were hungry, hard luck heroes, trying just to stay alive. So we'd go down to the corner grocery, this is how we'd survive. Who's gonna steal the peanut butter? I'll get the can of sardines. Running up and down the aisle of the mini mart, sticking food in our jeans. We never took more than we could eat. There was plenty left on the rack. We all swore if we ever got rich, we would pay the mini mart back. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we would pay the mini mart back. It was a two-man operation, had it all down on a note. Ricky would watch that big round mirror, and I'd fill up my coat. Then we'd head for the checkout aisle with a lemon and a bottle of beer. Into the car, got to make it on home. Supper time's getting near. So who's gonna steal the peanut butter? I'll get the can of sardines. Running up and down the aisle of the mini mart, sticking food in our jeans. Never took more than we could eat. There was plenty left on the rack. We all swore if we ever got rich, we would pay the mini mart back. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We would pay the mini mart back. I guess every good picker has had some hard times. I sure had my share. Really kind of funny to laugh at them now, but I don't want to go back there. So every now and then
knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee on a Saturday afternoon. His wife beside him in a wagon as into town they rode. Sheriff in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language, his wife she overheard. Then pretty boy grabbed the log chain, the deputy grabbed a gun, and in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. Every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. He ran through the trees and bushes on the Canadian River shore, and many a starving farmer opened up his door. It was in Oklahoma City, it was on a Christmas day. Carload of groceries with a letter that could say, you say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief, we'll use Christmas dinner for families on relief. As through this life you travel, you'll meet some funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun and some with a fountain pen. It's through this life you ramble, it's through this life you roam. You'll never see an outlaw take a family from your home.
Just $500 and they'll set us free. I couldn't raise a penny if you threaten me. I know $500 don't sound like much, but just try to find somebody to touch. So here we are in the Tijuana jail. Ain't got no friends. So here we are in the Tijuana jail. Ain't got no friends to go our bail. So here we'll stay, 'cause we can't pay. Just send our mail to the Tijuana jail.
county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in the old cell block.
Sergeant Baker started talking with a bullhorn in his hand. He was cool, he was clear, he was always in command.
Always in command, always in command.
He said, blood will flow here, Padre. Padre, you talk to your boys. Trust in me.
Such a crime for a guy to spend his time
at the local dance at the local county jail. At the local dance at the local county jail.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do?
Started our Crime and Punishment set off with Jimmy Buffett and the Great Filling Station Hold-Up. That was followed by Monty Python doing a clip from the Piranha Brothers from another Monty Python record. We had Jimmy Buffett again continuing his life of crime in The Peanut Butter Conspiracy. The Byrds gave us Pretty Boy Floyd from the Sweetheart of the Rodeo album, and then we heard Tijuana Jail by the Kingston Trio. Elvis Presley gave us Jailhouse Rock, and we finished it off with 10cc doing Rubber Bullets from 1975. A bit of an Elvis influence on that song, to be sure. And now, we're going to go to our second theme of the night. We're going to take a little ocean voyage, but you better bring your life jacket along, just in case.
Back around 1913, there was a Negro pugilist. His name was Jack Johnson. Now, old Jack Johnson, he was the toughest man in the whole wide world. He used to walk around whopping people upside the head, making all sorts of money. Like I say, old Jack Johnson, he was a pugilist. He was a pugilist by preference and by profession. And one day old Jack came walking on down by the pier side. He's just walking on down. His manager come walking on down by the pier side. He says, hi, Jack. He says, hi, manager. He says, what you doing? He says, I'm just walking on down by the pier side. He says, what's up? He says, I got a gig for you. He says, got a gig for me? He says, that's right. He says, whereabouts? He says, over in England. He says, what am I going to do over there? He says, well, you're going over and whop this guy upside the head and make all sorts of money. Old Jack says, that's groovy, baby. That's really groovy. You give me a ticket on the next flight out. He said, ticket on the next flight out. This is 1914. Why, the Wright brothers haven't even started fooling around with Kitty Hawk yet. He said, who's she? Midnight on the sea, the band was playing there. My God, farewell, Titanic, farewell. Old Jack says, well, how am I gonna get there? here, baby. Says, oh, I'm gonna show you. And he whips open a newspaper and shows him a picture of the USS Titanic, folks. She's the world's biggest ship. She's made out of good wood and good iron. They said she'd never go down. He says, you mean I'm going over on the boat? And he says, that's right, baby, you're going on the boat. He said, well, let's get some tickets. He said, all right, so they head on down to the ticket taker's place. He walks on up to the ticket taker. He walks on in and says, hey, man, I want to buy me some tickets. He said, got red ticket, green ticket, yellow ticket, blue ticket, what kind of ticket you want? He said, I want a red one. He gave him some loot and he laid it on him. He's got his ticket now. He takes everything he owns. He wraps it on up in a diaper and he hangs it on a stick over his back and goes heading on down by the pier side. He getting on down by the pier side and his manager's down there by the pier side. And there she is, folks. The USS Titanic, she's lined up beside 250 parking meters. The captain's getting done ready to split because he run out of time. An Italian senator in a state house, and all Italian senators, them got brothers own construction companies, and this one had a brother, he owned a construction company, and the Titanic, she was made out of good Italian wood, good Italian, and they said she'd never get down. So there's old Jack standing on the bottom, got everything he owns wrapped on up in that diaper, hanging on a stick over his back. He shakes hands with his manager, goes walking on up the gangplank. The captain's standing on the top. He get up onto the top, and the captain look at the ticket. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at it. He says, sorry, baby, wrong color. Says, me or the ticket? This is you. He wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. He said, this ship don't haul no coal, fade away, Titanic fade away. He wouldn't be down on the sea, the band was playing in my God, see, fade away, Titanic fade away, yeah. So Jack says, it's all right, baby, it's all right. I'm gonna sit right here, I'm gonna pay and watch you go right on down. She sails on out into the North Sea. She's out there floating around in and out between the icebergs, and old Jack standing on the pier. I gotta tell you about the people on the Titanic. Now, first of all, there's a whole bunch of Jewish people from Miami. They're jumping up and down, they're laughing, they're drinking booze, they're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds and having all sorts of good clean party fun. And the walls, the people who run the boat. Now, the people who run a boat, they know all about running boats. They know all about hoisting up land lovers and battening down hatches and doing all sorts of other good things like all good sailors do when they're far away seeing. Then the walls, the captain, not a captain. He know how to walk like a captain, write like a captain, walk like a captain, talk like a captain, smell like a captain, eat like a captain, do all sorts of captain things. Then there was the first mate. Now I gotta tell you about the first mate. Now the first mate, he don't know nothing about Jewish parties. He don't know nothing about hoisting up landlubbers. He don't know nothing about captains either. He just wanna go over to England. He wanna play his guitar. He wanna run around, chase women, have all sorts of good time. Anyways, this fella, his sideburns, they're just a little too long. He give away. See, even down in Mexico, even working in this rope factory down in Mexico. Now, down in Mexico, they make rope out of this funny little hemp plant that grows wild in the ground. Some of you people grow it in flower pots under your bed. Anyways, down there, and he's making rope out of this funny marijuana plant. And one day, the rope factory, she catch fire, and he run back on in to save his lunch. He's got two sardine sandwiches. Running back on in to save his lunch. He gets inside, and there's all this funny smoke floating around up inside, and he gets some of this funny smoke up inside his head, and he sit down in the middle of the fire and he say, shit, baby, I ain't gonna make rope no more. He take everything he own, he wrap it up on up in a diaper and a knapsack too, and he hanging on down to the Titanic. He get to the Titanic, he standing on the bottom, walking on up the gangplank. The captain standing on the top. The captain says, what you got, boy? He says, I'm coming on. This is what you got. This is where I got me two changes of BVDs. I got me my guitar, I got me my address book, a pair of socks, four Mass Marvel comic books, a tennis racket, and 497 and a half feet of rope. He says, 497 and a half feet of rope. What do you got that for? He says, oh, I just carry it. So he says, all right, go on board, go on board. And he did.
It was midnight on the sea, the band was playing. My God, D, better well, Titanic, better well. Now they wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. They said this ship don't haul no coal. Better well, Titanic, better well. That brings us up to what's happening now. Titanic, she's floating around in and out between the icebergs. The Jewish people are partying, they're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds. They're drinking booze and having all sorts of party fun. Everybody else is hoisting up landlubbers and battening down hatches. The first mate is hanging over the rail, he's having himself a little smoke. He's digging the iceberg, having himself a little smoke. And it's the captain's time to do his thing. The captain comes on out. Remember I told you about the captain? He knows how to walk like captain, ride like captain, double, all sorts of captain. He comes on out and he's standing on his thing right now. Is that he's got to go out and test the wind, so he casts his nose up into the north wind and he goes. Mate, he says, hey, first mate, what's that you smoking? He says, that ain't nothing but a little old cigarette, captain. He says, I don't believe it. Give me a puff. He says, all right. So the captain take himself a little puff. Nothing happened right away. He says, it's all right. It's all right. It's just a cigarette. I'm going for a walk. And that's what it did, folks. He went for a walk. He went out walking around the boat. He went walking toward the wheelhouse. He walked around. He walked around the wheelhouse once. He look on over at the captain. And he say, you want another tall captain? And the captain, he say, right. So this time he's going to tell the captain a little bit about the smoke that he's smoking. He says, now, the idea, captain, the idea is to get the smoke way down deep inside your tummy and hold it there just as long as you can. It'll make your head feel good all inside. So the captain says, all right. He take himself three big pokes off that funny little brown weed. He says, I'm commencing to hold it in. He walked around the wheelhouse. He went downstairs. He laid down. He got up. He ran in the other room. He sent a radiogram. He came on back in. He took a shower. He come out. He shaved. He laid down. He got up again. He turned on the television. He turned off the radio. He played a game of cribbage. He read a Smash Marvel comic book. He walked in the kitchen. Made a cup of tea. Made a cup of coffee. Sat down. Ate a piece of pie. Went upstairs. Played another game of cribbage. Went back in. Finished his other Smash Marvel comic book. Laid down. He had the television, the radio, the egg beater, the air conditioning. Everything's all going at once. He walks up on deck, and this is 52 minutes later. And his cat, he breathed yet. So the first mate see him standing up there on the rail. He's all puffed up like a balloon. He says, you gotta let it out, captain. So the captain, he let it all out at once. Falling right down on the wheelhouse floor, he's out cold. Oh, this just brings us up to what's happening again, folks. The Titanic is sailing around in between the icebergs. Everybody else is having parties. The Jewish people, they're jumping up and down. They're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds and drinking booze. Everybody else is hoisting up landlubbers, battening down hatches and doing sail things. The first mate's hanging over there rail. He's having himself a little smoke and digging the icebergs. And the captain's out cold on the wheelhouse floor. It was midnight on the sea, the band was playing, yeah, my God, see, farewell, Titanic, farewell. Now they wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board, they said the ship don't haul no coal, farewell, Titanic, farewell. All of a sudden, the captain Satan's eyes popped wide open and stood right up straight. Grabs a hold of the wheel, looks on out at the bow of that boat, and he said, I'm gonna move you, baby. And it did right on into an iceberg, and she went right on down. Equal midnight on the sea, the band was playing, my God, better well, not any better well. He wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. He said, this ship don't haul no coal. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. That's the true story of the Titanic, folks. She went right to the bottom. She took with her all the Jewish people, all the first mates. She took with them the captain. She took with them the landlubbers. She took with them the mass Marvel comic books, the tennis racket, and 497 and a half feet of rope. Meanwhile, back on the stateside, old Jack Johnson, why, he's standing up on the pier, he's fishing away, he's got himself a little stick and line, and he gets a tug, he pulls it on up, it's a big, wet, blue, soggy mess, and on the inside, on the line, and written in big gold letters, it says, USS Titanic, and stuck right above it was a wet road shack. That boy was so happy, he started doing the Eagle Rock up and down that pier like it's going out of style. He's gonna do the Eagle Rock now, everybody in for the Eagle Rock. See, the band was playing near my God. Farewell, well, Titanic, farewell. God, he wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. He said, this shit's a hollow bone. Farewell, well, Titanic, farewell. Farewell, Titanic, going down.
It was on one Monday morning, about 1 o'clock, when that great Titanic began to reel and rock. People began to scream and cry, saying, oh Lord, we're bound to die. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. Husbands and their wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down. When building that great ship, they said what they would do. They said that they could build a ship that water could not go through. God with power in his hand showed the world it could not stand. It was sad when that great ship went down. Ship left England, she was making for the shore. When the rich declared they would not ride with the poor, so they put the poor below, and they were the first to go. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that
the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down. the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late, and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior scenes in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up for dead when the gales of November come early.
Sailor, sailor, sailor. shore, screaming at the oars or staring from the rail. And the sea bids farewell. She waves and swells and sends them on their way. Time has been her pay, and time will have to tell. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. And the anchor, it's the sand. The hungry hands have tied them to the port. The hour will be short for leisure on the land. And the girls and the air, they seem so fair with pain upon their face. Soft is their embrace to lead them up the stairs. Soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. In the room, dark and dim, touch of skin, he asks her of her name. She answers with no shame and not a sense of sin. Till the fingers draw the blind, sip of wine, the cigarette of doubt, the candle is blown out, the darkness is so kind. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. And the shadows claim the light. Same old sight, thrill has flown away. All alone they lay, two strangers in the night. Till his heart skips a beat, he's on his feet. Shipmates he must join. She's counting up the coins. He's swallowed by the stream. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor.
Whiskey's loud, there's laughter in their eyes. The lonely in the sky are clinging to the crowd. And the bottle fills the glass. The haze is fast, he's trembling for the taste of passion gone to waste in memories of the past. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. In the alley, red with rain, dry of pain, love was but a smile, teasing all the while, now dancing down the drain. Till the boys reached the dock, they gently mocked and lift him on their backs, lay him on his rack, and leave beneath the light. Old sin, your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. And ship sets the sail. They've lived the tale to carry from shore, straining at the oars, or staring from breath. And the sea bids farewell, she waves and swells and sends them on their way. Time's been her pain, and time will have to tell. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Of the
started off our Ships at Sea segment with a cult classic, you might say, from 1968. That was The Legend of the USS Titanic, a rather liberal account of the Titanic incident by Jamie Brockett. Now, a funny thing about that song, I remember, is obviously by the length of the cut, it wasn't played a lot on commercial radio, but the college radio stations did play it a lot, in fact, sometimes to excess. In fact, a friend of mine was working at a college radio station, WFMU, in New Jersey. We went out to see him one time, and I was reading some of the letters they had posted on the wall from the listeners, and one letter struck me as really funny. It went something like this. He says, you know that I love you guys, and I listen all the time, and I really like what you do, but if you guys play The Legend of the USS Titanic one more time, I'm going to jump out the window. That kind of sums it up when you hear that song a little too much. We then heard Roy Acuff with a little bit more traditional version of events in the song called The Great Titanic. Gordon Lightfoot gave us The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald from 1977, and the Beach Boys followed that with Sail On, Sailor. We finished up with Phil Oakes, Pleasures of the Harbor, from the album of the same name. Well, before we close, we're going to give you one more song tonight, and this one was my favorite Friday night. After dinner, sitting in the rocking chair with a smoke in my hand, watching the sunset song. A great way to start the weekend. Van Morrison, Into the Mystic from the Moondance album. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the misty. That foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic.